Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Jason Puma. Jason, looking like some severe weather possibilities across Indiana for Friday night. What can you tell us about the latest on that front?
Yeah, we're going to have a strong cold front moving across the area on Friday afternoon and Friday night. We could see some showers and some thunderstorms, mainly during the Friday night hours. And some of those storms could be severe. Essentially, right now, the Storm Prediction Center has put us mainly in a slight risk of severe weather, mainly along a Terre Haute to Greensburg line and points south. Now, that could change between now and tomorrow as the system evolves a little bit. But in the meantime, we need to pay a little bit more attention to the weather for tomorrow, as we could have some severe weather tomorrow night. The main threats that we're looking for would be damaging straight-line winds, large hail, and brief heavy rain. And we really even can't rule out an isolated spin-up tornado at this point.
Also, when you look at, too, what it looks like the southern part of the state might be most affected, but it also looks like some other areas in Indiana are in that severe risk weather potentially as well.
Yes, the best risk would be parts of Indiana that are across the far southern parts of the, of Indiana, places like Evansville and just north of Louisville. That area, essentially, the Storm Prediction Center has put into an enhanced risk of severe weather, which is just kind of a nudge above the slight level, meaning that they think there's a little bit of a better chance in that area as opposed to the area that I mentioned from Terre Haute to Greensburg and Point South that could have that severe, that has the slight risk.
Okay, and as you go further north, what can folks that are further north and maybe on the less severe plane, what could they expect?
Certainly we can expect some rain as that cold front moves through, perhaps a rumble of thunder, and probably some windy conditions as well. And that would be at locations really north of Kokomo and north of Lafayette and Muncie and so forth. So the northern parts of the state, really, they're going to be without that severe risk, but they still will experience some rain, perhaps a rumble of thunder, and certainly some gusty winds.
But also, too, right before that, it's going to be could be seeing a record high for this time of year for temperatures, with high temperatures expected to be in the 60s on Friday. Is that right?
That is right. In Indianapolis on Friday, we're expecting a high temperature near 60. If you look at points further south, say down near Bloomington and Bedford, in the lower 60s. Further north, places like Lafayette, Kokomo, and Muncie in the upper 50s. And though that's not a record high, but it's pretty close to the record, and it's certainly well above normal for almost mid-December.
And what's the weekend looking like?
So after that cold front goes through on Friday night and early Saturday, we will get some clearing out, but some cooler temperatures for the weekend. But we should have some dry weather as well as the system ends on early Saturday morning. Highs on Saturday will really be in the those actually will occur during the morning hours, with colder temperatures arriving during the afternoon. By the time we get to the afternoon on Saturday, temperatures will really only be in the 30s. But on Sunday, we'll look for high temperatures in the middle 40s.
Any chances of severe weather this weekend after Friday night?
No, we'll have high pressure building across the area, and it'll be relatively colder and closer to near normal temperatures at that time. But we are looking for another big warm-up next week, and we're looking for high temperatures once again on Tuesday of Wednesday next week to surge back up into the upper 50s and lower 60s.
All right, that's all I've got. Jason, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want to remind folks, like we said, pay a little bit more attention to the weather the next couple of days. These systems can evolve, and be ready if we do start issuing any severe thunderstorm watches or severe thunderstorm warnings for your area to take protective action.
All right. He's meteorologist Jason Puma with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Jason, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.